Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on the Fan Sports Network. Hope your Fridays are off to a great start. Got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. We will have a conversation about Dana Altman here in a moment. He did a press conference yesterday. We were going to do that in the last segment and thought, you know what, there's a little more meat on that bone. So let's kick it to a full segment. We'll get into that. A little bit more on the Blazers as they play the Clippers tonight in the biggest home game since?
We had this when you were out. The week you were out, they played the Clippers at L.A.
Yeah, biggest home game.
Oh, home game.
Biggest home game since. And opening night?
No,
because season home openers are always a big
playoff stakes, dude. So you are talking about 5 years.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
2021.
How old were you 5 years ago?
5 years younger.
That's right. Also, did you know? You know what's happening in 2 weeks? The NFL draft.
Yeah,
it's right around the corner for us. And Pittsburgh is getting ready to welcome the nation to the unofficial beginning of football season. The city's kickoff celebration will begin with an unforgettable night. Invite-only night of music the night before it takes place Wednesday, April 22nd at the Rivers Casino Event Center featuring Jason Aldean, John Morgan, and Shane Proffitt. Visit odyssey.com/thenightbefore to enter now for your chance to win this national contest. The prize includes round-trip airfare, a two-night hotel stay, and two tickets to the show. There you go. So we got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Some thoughts that came in on the Blazers that we can get back to a little bit coming up later on. Dana Altman did a press conference yesterday. And I didn't know that this was happening. I'm assuming this is an end-of-the-season presser.
Well, I was going to say, like, does anybody know when college basketball press conferences are happening when the season's not happening?
No, I just saw...
I know media scribes did because they were there asking the questions.
Right.
But I don't really pay attention to some of those emails, and so I saw this, and I'm like, oh, we're doing press conferences with men's college coaches after the national championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I get maybe they wait till the end of it, but it made
could
it interesting.
Could be a portal window.
It very well could be. Yeah. But Dane Altman answered, I mean, it was about 20 minutes, and here's what I'll say. Like, we've talked a lot about Dane Altman in the last handful of weeks, and, you know, I shared some thoughts when you were out about Shelstad entering the portal, and I don't have a lot of optimism about next year, and if next year goes really bad like this year did, I think you're making a change of head coach. So there's a vibe of, like, we're just kind of kicking the can down the road. I will always appreciate his candor, his honesty, and just the, like, when you watch a presser with him, he's a very likable guy, down to earth, middle America. Like, he fits a lot of that bill, and so he's a very easy guy to root for. He had a lot to say about their current situation and how they get out of it, but here's a little snippet of Dane Altman's press conference yesterday.
You know, it wasn't unexpected. You know, there were three guys that we, you know, really wanted back. Sean and KJ and Jackson, three starters. We did not pull anybody's scholarship. Everybody had their scholarship, would have been renewed. But we are working within a budget, and some guys were going to lose their NIL, and they're totally, most of them were taking a reduction, big reduction. You know, we just weren't good enough this year. And I made some mistakes, you know, with evaluation and inexperience, you know, and when our experienced guys suffered injuries, our inexperience showed, especially in a year where the Big Ten was a dominant conference. So none of our portal entries have been a surprise. Again, I didn't take anybody's scholarship. Everybody had their scholarship, would have been renewed, but their NIL and their cap money and all that was either totally taken or really reduced. We have to work within a budget.
And so he clarified that, because that clip and that quote went viral of essentially, like, is Oregon cutting the funding that they were already giving to basketball, which is nowhere in the same ballpark as football. He had a great answer, too, when asked about how he feels about football and how much money they get.
Yeah.
And he talked about how much he loves Dan Lanning. And then he went through and it was a funny point on his part of, like, guys, I've been here for 5 head coaches. Because when he was hired, Chip Kelly was the head coach. He was like, I got along great with Chip. I loved him.
Yep.
Mark Selfish. And I just talked the other day, and then he made a joke. He was like, you know, Willie wasn't here very long, so I didn't really get a chance to know him very well. Mario was great with me and Dan. I love talking with Dan, and I go to football games all the time. And so that was a funny kind of line in there. He clarified a little bit, not the idea that their budget is getting cut or that they were cutting, like, Jackson Shellstad's NIL. It was more about what those guys were going to be able to get at other schools that was going to be an increase in pay for them over what Oregon was going to pay them. And so it wasn't a cutting of what they were spending on them. It was Arizona's going to give you an extra $1 million. Do you want to go take it or not? And it sounds like all those guys said, yeah, we're going to go take it. I don't blame them for that. But just a little point of clarification. But he was very honest. He said he's a little scared about the offseason and the daunting task of essentially building an entire roster from scratch in the toughest basketball conference in America.
Yeah.
But very honest and open from Dane Allman yesterday about working in a budget and trying to find a way to compete next season.
And look, I think most Duck fans are maybe sitting in a more pessimistic view of, like, it's just not going to happen. Like, they're going to bring in an entire new team, and you're going to tell me that they're going to suddenly click and take a step. Now, maybe there's an element of Michigan here that he goes and gets really seasoned guys that are just on the outside looking in at their current programs that are still really capable. They just need a chance. That's very possible. And I, you know, you banking on or against Altman as a coach at this point of his career, I think is fair. I also think it's a little misguided. He misspoke, but I also think there's an element of, oh, really? And that is just simply, like, does Oregon truly invest and care in men's basketball?
No, not to the level they do. I mean, they do, but they not to the level they do in football.
What year were they in the Final Four? 17? Or was that 18?
16, I think. 16 or 16? 17, somewhere in that range.
Okay, so you're looking at almost a decade.
Yeah.
And I know that feels like yesterday in a roundabout way, but also it's not. And look how many programs have passed you. You're in a new conference since that Final Four.
Well, the sport is drastically different than it was 10 years ago.
No doubt about
it. That team was around for 3 or 4 years.
But when you lose ground and you don't evolve truly the way the other teams do, and mm-hmm. you get past, if you're not financially as invested as other programs, paired with the I didn't keep up with the evolution, it's just an uphill battle. And so, like, I look at Oregon and I kind of ask, Oregon, if you asked Rob Mullins, you know, how much do you guys care about men's basketball? He'd say a great deal, and he'd probably point to some numbers and say, we've invested so in this much more from where that year was.
Mm-hmm.
But does it feel that way? When fans go to games, when fans watch the program, do they feel like they're as invested in being good
no.
as Michigan? No. And I know Michigan's alumni base is much deeper. The conference just won $70 million from the tournament. $70 million. That's how much the conference just took home from the NCAA tournament. So I think it's a little bit of there's a little more blame that needs to go on Altman, and very fairly. I think it's also fair to kind of ask out loud, how much or how truly does Oregon care about its men's basketball program being a consistent contender versus here is what we will offer you, do with it what you can. Oh, wait. There's 9 other programs that will
right.
beat that number.
Well, I think this is where, you know, we talked about it at the time when they made the jump, but there was this thought that Oregon can overcome the half of a revenue share because they came late to the Big Ten party, even though they've been significantly better in USC in the sport that matters, and UCLA for that matter. Oregon's only allowed a 50% share for the first chunk of this television deal. I think sports like men's basketball are what feel the brunt of it, because if you gave them an extra, you know, I don't know what the TV deal is off the top of my head, something like $70 million, $80 million, whatever it is, you gave them an extra $30 to $40 million to spend inside their athletic budget, how much does that change how much they invest in men's basketball? and it really is truly a sport where guys are jumping so much year to year. Like football, there's a lot of money that goes into it.
So are the women. So are the women,
no doubt.
A ton of talent right
but now. Even in football, like, you're spending a lot of money, obviously, but there's guys who will be around your program for 3 or 4 years. Like, the idea that everybody transfers just is not true. In football, a lot of players do, certainly. Basketball has a far more transfer vibe to me. And guys aren't there as long. So if you're a really good player, you're gone after 1 year. And if you're, you know, a late bloomer, you bounce around team to team to team, and that's kind of the way you go.
You're also not in the sport as long. Football is like a minimum of 3 years.
You have to be a minimum of 3 years.
We just saw a guy get granted eligibility for his 8th year.
Yes.
So, like, you got guys fighting for 7 years now in football and basketball. It's like, I'm here for 2 and I'm gone.
So I think that's where part of it is, they just, if you have that extra $30 to $40 million laying around every year, maybe the investment in the program looks a little bit different. So I certainly think everything that you're saying is fair. He was asked, I think it was Tyson Alger who asked him yesterday, because I watched the whole press conference, about where is their NIL and their budget for building a roster compared to the rest of the conference. And he had a really good answer on it in terms of, like, I don't know, because all the numbers that get thrown out, again, to what we highlighted kind of on the show yesterday, it's all rumor and speculation. We have no clue how much each school's actually paying. We just have the innuendos on social media and written in articles saying, I think this roster is this much, but we don't know. I haven't dove into the books of Michigan and how much they spent on the roster last year. And so he said, what I can tell you is we're not at the top of the list and we're not at the bottom of the list. We're somewhere in the middle. And that's where the issue becomes, is that you're not a bottom tier spender in the Big Ten. And you were a bottom-tier team in the Big Ten. And so I don't think the expectation is you need to win the conference every year. Based on the level of investment that is given to the program, you need to be better than you were this past year.
Yes.
And now the challenge becomes, you've lost the 3 best players on your roster, one of them a homegrown kid who had spent 3 years inside your program. I can't remember if Evans was 2 years or 3 years. But
two.
Okay, so he's still, he should have been going into year 3. Those should have been outliers for modern college basketball. They're now gone.
Yep.
And you're left with the idea of, you got all your money to spend because your whole team left. So whatever your budget was, that whole budget is available because you're not paying to retain guys or keep them from going to the NBA. Can you build a roster that has a heartbeat enough to be a competitive team that can make an NCAA tournament next year? And if the answer to me is no on that, I still maintain the opinion that the time is now for a change, because all of the budgetary concerns are fair. The issue with Altman has essentially been, in the modern game, can he evolve without a general manager to be able to build a roster the way it needs to be built in these times? Like, a lot of coaches have talked about how much easier it is for them to recruit now, because this is a phone call and a number, but a lot of these programs have a general manager that handles some of that, and Altman still does not at men's basketball.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams from your conference made the NCAA tournament last year.
9 of, what is there, 18 in the Big Ten?
9 of the 18. Yeah. Now, Oregon was near the bottom, but...
They were second to last, I think, right?
Third.
Third to last.
Oh, no. Yeah, third to last. They were above Maryland and Penn State, which has never cared about men's basketball.
No, they've never cared. No.
I think the tough part here is just... They're not sitting in a spot where they could go grab a great coach. So, like, if you look at it and you say, I can't get a better coach than Dana, why would I pull the trigger now? Just to shake it up? I don't think that does anything. Like, look at Oregon State. They're a good example.
I just don't like the idea that you can't get a better...
No, I understand the
Because you never
there.
Say never. Like, right. You have no clue. When they hired Dane Altman, it was like, who the hell is this guy from Creighton?
No doubt.
He was their 8th option available, and he's turned out to be a really good coach for a long time.
Well, like, you could go get a guy from some of the mid-tier, mid-major programs that probably had success that's just sitting there, and he's probably making $2, 3, 4 million.
Who saw Dusty May doing this at Michigan?
Oh, this?
Nobody. He was a good coach. Like, I was like, hey, FAU, how about that? Right. That's a hell of a run. Nobody saw him winning a national title 2 years in.
Right, and I think also, if we're being fair here, I know we just point to Phil. Michigan's, they're deeper. Not from, like, just a roster standpoint, they're deeper.
Oh, from a donor base, an alumni base? It's not even close, man. And you got the Oracle cat who's married to some gal from Michigan, and he's donating money all left and right.
No doubt. Like, they're all in on it. I just think you look at it and you might be saying, like, can we find a better coach than Dana right now? Whereas, take the program just down the road 50 miles. I have no idea if Oregon State's going to be good in basketball next year in this new Pac-12. Justin Joyner is doing things that we hadn't seen Wayne do in a long time.
He's getting you excited. Did you just sign the Big Sky Player of the Year or Freshman of the Year?
It's not just that. He got a 4-star pretty instantly. He's kept, you know, the couple players that are actually good for the team. Josiah Lake, he's talking about local kids sticking around. He had a great year. He wants to stay there. He's, you know, put a staff together that's pretty West Coast based. I just think that guy he's young. He's up and coming. He learned from Randy Bennett at a mid-major, and he just won a national championship at a power conference. There are those guys that do exist. I just don't know if Rob Mullins and the athletic department have internally really scoured that landscape, whereas
no changes happening right now. My only question is, what does Dane Allman have to do next year for you to advocate for him to keep his job?
If you're a Rob Mullins and you're a booster, what does he have to do? I would argue maybe even let's just take the fan perspective. Let's take them out of it because they have great relationships. The fan perspective, I would argue, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, Schulte's a Duck fan too. Is it win a game in the tournament?
Get into the tournament would be a fine year.
Winning a game, right?
Some people want higher expectations than that, and this is where I will slightly push back. Is that based on the level of investment into the program, I'm not going to say you have to go on a run of the Final Four to keep your job.
How many games did Wisconsin win in the tournament this year?
I have no one.
No, they
no,
lost
that's
the high
right,
point.
They lost the high point, yeah.
Yeah, they lost to the tippy toppers. So Michigan State, to your point yesterday, Izzo's won one national championship. Yeah. They've had some Final Four years, Elite Eight years, Sweet 16. They've also had some early burns. I'm not saying, like, keep Altman if he just makes the tournament. I'm just asking if he wins a game in the NCAA tournament next year, I think you'll be a little hard-pressed.
Oh, that's enough to keep him,
that
for sure.
Keep
if you get back,
year.
If you show that you can cut through and be one of the teams in the Big Ten that makes a tournament again, and this was an outlier season, because that's the
but
question about
Dano. Outlier?
That's what we don't know, is that he's only had one down year in his entire time. He's won 20 games every year of the year he's been there.
Well, but winning 20 games, they've missed a couple years, right, in the NCAA tournament?
They've missed the tournament a couple times.
And
but
that's
he's
recently.
The last 2 years before this, he was a tournament team.
A tournament team.
And they damn near won their second round game and got to the Sweet 16 in both years. 2 years ago, it was the overtime game with Enfali Dante to Creighton. And last year, it was Caleb Love lit him up, and they lost in a close one to Arizona in the second
round. But it's three of your last 5 years he has not made the tournament.
Yes.
So I don't know if next year is the outlier if you make the tournament. And sometimes you got to make the where do I think this is going call. And that's where Mullins is sitting. Is like, is making the tournament going to be enough for him? I kind of lean no. Sweet 16? Well, then, yeah. I mean, you're going to fire a coach for making the Sweet 16?
Do you think you can build a team from scratch based on what he is saying about their budget and get to the Sweet 16?
No, I don't have that faith. And I also don't know how much longer he wants to coach. He might come out next year at some point and just be like, this is it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, are we hard-pressed to find somebody better that they can pay with less NIL money and scholarships and whatever they give than Jackson Shellstad? Like, that's kind of what we're saying here. It's like these three guys left. Oh, I'm going to go try to find and put these other guys together. I don't think a game in the tournament is enough. As a Duck fan, I'm kind of worried that it's starting to maybe fall back on this old-school mentality. Might need to go forward, find a younger coach, find somebody just – I'm not even saying like a fresh voice, but somebody who thinks about the college game of basketball a little differently. I understand this is his first down season, but that's not so much what I'm concerned about. What I'm so concerned about
But it's not his first down season. It's three of the last 5 years, no tournament.
There's a difference
different.
Between not being a tournament team and being the third worst team in the conference.
Not a tournament team is a down season to them.
Well, the majority of us don't care that much anyways. But
I totally get it. I just don't think that the old age school of thought here is going to come through. No. And unless he does, he would have to make like the Sweet 16 next year,
That's what I think.
For Rob Mullins to be like, well, I guess we give him one more year. But
yeah, clearly it's going in the right direction again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get the right coach, too, that's young, and money's not there, and then suddenly that guy is a great sales. Like, do you think Dana Altman is the ultimate sales guy in a booster meeting?
Right, probably
he's
not.
He's got his friends, and he's probably very cordial. Yeah, dog game is nice seeing you, man. But, like, you get a young coach that's in there, and he's like, no, we're going to win. You guys contribute this much now. I will get two players in here. We will win. And it's like, yeah, dude, here's my wallet. Right. Some coaches have that ability.
They do. We'll see how it goes. He talks about their shortcomings last season. He put all the blame on himself, said we're working within a budget. We got to find a way to get better next year. I said this to a buddy. I can't remember the last time I was this, and we're a long ways away from it starting, I was this unexcited about the start of a basketball season and looking into next year.
Oh,
like there is nothing that they could do this offseason that gets me remotely excited.
I'm the opposite of you. I actually kind of care.
This is the most excited you've been in a long time.
Yeah.
Hence the idea of a new energy. I don't know how Joyner's going to be, but you guys got some new energy down there, and you're kind of like, hey, let's see how this thing goes.
Did they change the rule yet to not allow NBA players back into the league?
Can we go get...
Yeah, that would excite me if we got a former NBA player joining
Bell,
the Ducks roster.
Peyton Pritchard's got another year
let's
of eligibility.
Go!
Okay, bring his ass back, Phil. What are we doing here?
You need a guy that fizzled out.
Yeah, probably.
Tyler Dorsey available?
He's playing in Italy somewhere,
Dylan
I'd imagine.
Ennis.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks might be out of the NBA soon. Well, he trash talks. He could get the boot. Bring him back. Anyways, Dane Altman talking at the end of the season, and we'll see how next year goes for him. I would imagine it could be it if it's not a good year, but who the hell knows? Went a little long there. We're back after this.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Welcome back in. The best idea I've heard in a long time, that's coming up bottom of the hour. Joe Freeman will join us at 9. Get ready for the playoff game in Rip City tonight.
Handsome Joe.
Catch the fever.
God, he's been aging great.
Let's give you, just because it's kind of become a theme on the show, I think the listeners want it and they demand it.
Let's do it.
Let me find him. Did he really? He did. Let's give him a round of applause to our guy.
Yeah.
Bobby McIntyre.
Yeah.
Who shot an 80 yesterday.
Bobby!
Opening 80. Not great. He was flipping off greens. Looked like he wanted to go jump off of a bridge somewhere. He double bogeyed the opening hole this morning to get it to double digits. 10 over par. Our guy Bobby. He just poured back-to-back birdies in on the third and fourth hole, and Bobby Mack is back to 8 under par.
Yes.
Well, or 8 over par, I should say, not 8 under par. Well done to Bobby. I also want to revisit something. This will be a Diet Johnson because I want to get back on the clock and talk about the greatest idea in the history of ideas here in 5 minutes.
Boy, you're teasing something. It better be good.
It's phenomenal. This one I will stand by.
Is it sports related?
It is sports related.
Okay.
On how to fix an issue, and it will never happen. But if it did, it would fix the issue in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Let's do a third hour check-in with noted Mariner fan Jordan Schultz as they get set for a weekend tilt. After a sluggish start, your 60 home run guy is hitting, what is he, a buck 80, buck 90?
Something
where
like
we
that.
At? Somewhere a lot
buck
of
something.
A lot of strikeouts. You're still on the interstate and you want to get off the interstate. The Seattle Mariners host the beloved Houston Trash Rose tonight. They come to town.
Houston Trash.
That, I like that.
You like that? I did that one for you.
Appreciate you.
You have a hand hovering over the panic button and we're hitting it at the end of the weekend. Is that how I'm feeling? Do we give it another month? Where are we at, Schultzy?
I gotta go. Probably another month, maybe even a month and a half.
What if they get swept this weekend?
Would you be 4-12 if they're swept?
4-12.
If they're swept, yeah, they're 4-12. And once again, so we're 3 games further than we are now, which is literally, what are they, 4-13 or 4-9?
They're 4-9 right now, so
they
get swept to be 4-12.
13 games into the regular season. At the end of this series, they will be literally 10% into the regular season.
Hmm.
I can't get my panties in a ruffle until like 20%.
What
least.
Panties are we
you never
want
to
right
get
now.
Panties in a ruffle. That's never a good thing. Don't ruffle your panties.
We feeling sexy? We got a G-string
yeah,
on? Are we feeling like a little risque tease? We got a thong? Are we doing like a high-waisted Brazilian
I haven't pulled out like the granny panties yet. It's still probably like the teal thong, you know. But I don't think you came out. You came out on opening day wearing that G-string, but it's probably been downgraded. Like feeling a little bloated.
Can't sit in this anymore.
A little bloaty.
Yeah, a little bloaty. Yeah. But I still like to show that booty. So we're gonna we'll put the thong on. So we're downgrading a little bit.
Can we get "I still like to show that booty" as a drop if nobody talked over it? Because that's pretty good.
maybe you guys did, but I'll try to pull it.
Yeah. Teal thong, huh?
Damn
you.
If they won a game, let's say Jordan Schultz, we put you to a bet tonight that you have to wear a teal thong for the game.
Trident in the front.
Trident in the front. Make sure the trident goes in the front. And they win. Are you a stitious guy? Would we wear it again on Saturday?
Do you wash it?
Do we double dip the trident thong? Mm.
If it, okay, it's April.
No. Yeah.
If it were September
10th. Postseason or playoff chase baseball?
Yes. Yeah. That'd be washed. You'd
wear the teal thong every day.
Next day. I mean, you guys, I'm a pretty frequent headband dude. I think I got a little superstitious with the headband.
Sure.
Yes.
In September. So
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, people loved watching you watch the Mariners last year live on the YouTube feed. You're a beloved Mariner fan on the station. We just needed a quick check-in because I know I heard Julio was going to win MVP this year and the Mariners were going to do all this.
I actually will push back on that the Julio stuff. I've had to talk my dad off this ledge 100 times already. Literally every day it's something new that he's bitching about the Seattle Mariners, and a lot of it has been Julio's stats lately. The dude finished in the top 10 of MVP voting last year. He has finished in the top 10 of MVP voting in another year as well. He has been in the league 4 years. The dude, every single April sucks. And then come August, it's Julio time.
No doubt about it.
Can they change that? I don't know. He ends up with 30-plus homers and 90-plus RBIs pretty much near every season, so guess what? They don't really need to change anything. Is it working now? No. But I'm not concerned. Guess what? They started out pretty similarly in the first 10 games of the year last year. I think they were batting under 200, pretty low on the whole, like, 1 through 30 of Major League Baseball teams. Batting average-wise, they still ended up 8 outs away from the World Series. So, yes, there's reason to freak out just a little bit, but I ain't hitting the panic button yet, guys. Like Julio will be okay.
He can never win an MVP because he can't hit a baseball in April.
Well,
and if you don't play 1 month of the season, you can be top 10. He's still
Blair
a very good
Judge
player.
Judge will never win a World Series MVP. Who cares? Like, there's different things in sports that different players do well. And when it comes to baseball, you guys, y'all know this, there's literally 1,500 ways to skin a cat. You don't succeed at the plate as a hitter doing one thing. Different players have different ways of succeeding. Some guys are really good month to month. Some guys have one crappy month. Some guys have one really good month. That's just the way baseball works. And if it were July and Julio was in an 0-for-20 stretch, call for concern or whatever. But now, oh my God, the Mariners suck. Like, let's stop. Let's try to breathe. I am diehard T11M's fan, you guys, but I ain't hitting the panic button for another month.
Yeah, that being said, I think I'd look terrible in a thong.
I think I would too. I'd be horrible.
With your tattoos? What are you
horrible
talking
in a thong.
About? I highly disagree.
Oh.
No, you get the Speedo on, I think you win the fan calendar.
Here we go,
or whatever
man!
Shoot.
Here we go!
You think I win the fan thong contest?
Yes!
Squeeze them damn things! Make sure you got two!
Tell me who has a nicer body at the fan.
Does the brand man count? He's in shape.
He doesn't have the tats, though.
I know, I'm just saying if you're asking people, there's not a long list of people who are in shape
at
the fan.
True. It's literally like Brandman, Sprague.
If you're into big and hulky, you got Sakanic. If you're into the big, large guys.
Suk and I were comparing leg sizes against each other last Friday at our client party.
Well, oh, yeah, checking out the calves or the quads.
Sakanic likes to give me a hard time for being thinner than him.
Does,
and I'm like, our legs don't look that much different.
He does have pretty
leg day. And I was like, no.
He does have thin legs.
He's got thinner legs.
I would say the bottom half of his legs are thin. I feel like he's got big quads and hamstrings. Whoa. He's got skinny calves.
Dusty he was just making fun of him as, you know, Suk was making fun of me. Best body at the fan. How about that? What a Friday for me.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know.
I don't think that's much.
You're jumping over the smallest hurdle possible, but you jumped over the hurdle.
I don't know if I agree with it, but I like it.
I can't jump over that hurdle.
Put me in a thong. Watch out.
Yeah, dude, I ain't winning that contest, so congrats.
There's your Mariners segment.
By the way, to Schultz's point, last year, after getting swept by my Giants, I didn't even know that happened. You guys got swept by the Giants early in the
Victor
year?
I was actually in Hawaii watching Victor Robles throw his shoulder out in a
4-8 after a loss to Houston on April 8th. 4-8 start, then you won 5-8, and then you found your way to 8-8, 9-9, 10-9, and you never looked back.
Look, you get a lot of grief for being emotionally charged. You're so right. like anybody panicking 12 games into a 162, you're going to eat it hard when they go on a 10-game win streak. Yeah.
That's the beauty, though, that I love. I love the emotional swings of basketball and baseball.
I know.
Because it's such a long season. You have a game to as baseball, it's every day you have a game to react to. Mm-hmm. And you're high or you're low, you're high, you're low.
Yep.
Ah, we'll be fine. Ah, we're terrible. Ah, we'll be fine. That's the beauty of the sport, man. It goes on forever. We needed a check-in, a teal check-in. With his trident thong on, Schulte's doing all right. The greatest idea in the history of the sports. Next, first year Schulte.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less, only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Sports Center. Well, one comment, fan text line 503-864-6326. Conversations like this are why we need Spring in the Line every week. If you would like to text in Spring in the Line sponsors, feel free, dude. Fire away. You and Schulte going out to dinner tonight? I got questions.
What do you mean?
I think we got a thing going on here, man. I think you two had a moment in that segment. I'm just going to get out of the way.
I'm not going to lie. Made me feel good.
Let you guys cook a little bit, huh?
You started pressing the buttons. It started getting hot over here.
Nobody calls me hot anymore.
Oh, my God. Spring line picks making you feel like a G-string up your butt.
I saw this. Joe Freeman coming up top of the hour. We'll get back into the Blazers in the last hour of the radio. A lot of great things come from Reddit. I don't ever go to Reddit, but I hear people talk about me in Blazer forums, and then good ideas and funny bits can come from it. So whenever I can grab something from it, I do. And this one went trending the other day. And I got to admit, there's a lot of crazy ideas that are thrown out there. This will never happen. But if you want to fix an issue, this absolutely would fix the issue.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh out loud reading it of like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. So what is the big issue facing your league right now, Brandon Sprague?
Again,
but this is a fun spin on
is
it.
I promise.
It's a fun
draft.
Spin.
I mean, it's a fun spin. Top five.
Let me give my fun spin.
All right.
And the idea of tanking in the NBA—they're going to do some stupid vote on, you know, this mini playoff, whatever. Whoever's in the lottery, I don't care. Anyways, this guy came up with the idea on Reddit to solve tanking in the NBA. That every team in the league and every arena at the start of the season, the beers in your arena cost $10. Okay, flat fee, $10 beer. For every game that you win during the year, you can charge an extra 35 cents for beer. So every time you win, now it's $10.35. Now it's $10.70, then so on and so forth.
Right.
Getting to the point where, you know, most of these places are like $18 a beer and you can charge an arm and a leg. For every game that you lose, your beer price drops 20 cents. So every time you lose a game, if you're $10, $9.80, $9.60, $9.40, $9.20, and it goes down progressively as the year goes on.
Utah would be giving, they'd for be example, paying you to have beer.
If you were to go currently in this policy to a Washington Wizards game, they would have to pay you 10 cents in order to drink a beer. And this will never happen, but if you hit them in the pocketbook in that regard, like I don't know how much NBA teams make every year on their beer prices, it would be a hilarious thing to get fans involved in watching or rooting for losses potentially.
Oh, yeah, for cheaper beer.
Like, you wouldn't want wins, but it just, the idea of it made me, I was reading through this, it's a longer thread than that, and he goes through different numbers and all that, and I was laughing my ass off of what a great idea.
So, okay, let's get away from just generalized tank narrative conversation, because I just ultimately believe you'll never fix it fully, but you can do things to...
Mitigate it a little bit.
That being said, so let's take this idea. People have floated out, how do you fix anything in America? Money.
Dollar dollar bills, y'all.
Take money away, watch corporations respond and give you what you want. Guess who's like getting value meals back at $5? Everybody. Because fast foods were hemorrhaging money because nobody wants to pay $20 for a burger that 10 years ago cost me $2.99.
Right?
If you want something done for yourself, how do you do it in this country? Money.
Money.
You give money to something, you get something.
That's what you do.
Okay? Money is the best way to impact all of this. People have thrown ideas of like even ticket prices. People have
are connected to
that,
wins and losses.
Yeah. And if you get to a certain point, you have to cut ticket prices by 30%, 25%. Right. Now the organization is not making money on filling up the arena.
Hemorrhaging money.
They're killing themselves with the money and they will do anything to get out of that hole. On the beer note, I'm asking sincerely, if you had a bad team that did this, they implemented the 35 cents up and the 20 cents down.
And beers were a quarter right now.
Let's say they got to the point of the Wizards.
Here, I can find what our beers would be right now.
Hold on. They pay you 10 cents. You can give me the list in a second.
Okay.
If I took you to a Wizards game and you knew that they gave you 10 cents if you went and got a beer, would you take the 10 cents? Because I don't think you would. And then, in following, would you make sure you drank 10 to get a dollar?
I would really want to try.
To just walk
I would really want to try.
With the drunkest dollar you've ever earned in your life.
Can I? You got change for 10 dimes? Handing them your coins back? Am I get a crisp dollar bill?
How many beers did you have? Hey, Jake, 10? Got a dollar.
Got $1.50.
What'd the Wizards do? I don't know. I fell asleep. Okay, what's up?
So right now, we would be right in the middle of the no man's land of beer prices. Our beers would be $10.15. Now, this was before
what do our beers cost now? I haven't been to a Blazer game in 2 years.
Well, they have value ones up on the third level, but it's average.
What are we talking? What's
aren't
the value?
$10?
Like $5 to $8 or
$6 to $8.
They have
a $5 beer?
They have a $6 beer, I believe. Maybe $6 or $7.
Is it a 4 ounce pour?
No, I mean, it's like a can.
Okay.
It's just like a 12-ounce can.
I think
and it's
most are like $9.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
At the minimum.
Yeah,
like
a
light domestic probably runs you about 12 to 14 if you want it on the tap.
Yeah, if you want something that's above the grade of water, you're going to have to pay for it.
Okay, so we're middle of the ground here.
Yeah, so after bottom tier team, so as I mentioned, Washington would pay you 10 cents. a beer in Indiana would cost you 50 cents. Sacramento, $1.95. Utah would be $1.95. Now, this is, I think he did this before the last game, so these would have changed ever so slightly, so all these would have gone down. They're all losing. In Brooklyn, a beer would cost you a quarter. No, 75 cents. My apologies.
How is Brooklyn not paying me?
I don't know. That's
they
a good question.
They are the worst team of all time.
That's a really good question. Memphis is $3.15. New Orleans is $3.15. Dallas is $3.50. Chicago is $5.35.
Crazy.
I just, the idea of actually hitting them where it hurts if you're going to lose in ticket prices or beer sales.
That's what you do.
That's how you fix
this. That's how you do it.
More so than just saying we're going to take away these odds or not give you these picks.
Like, I don't think you're going to see, next year you're definitely not going to see this. Like, take note of the bottom non-play-in West teams, just as an example of this. Because of how bad the draft is, and because this is a topic now, I don't believe you will have all five teams sub-26 wins.
No. And they're going to put the reforms in for next year. They're planning on having them implemented by next season.
Again, would you take the dime if you drank the beer?
Like, I think I would out of pride.
Pride.
I think it would be out of pride.
Like, I got paid to drink a beer today.
I would throw it out eventually. Like, it would just fall out of my pocket.
You don't have a change jar anymore?
I don't have a change. I hate change. I never take change if I buy things in cash.
Oh, I have a lot of instances where I go, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's 15 cents? Not
a nickel and a penny.
What am I going to do?
No.
I don't have a. I don't have a change. They don't make change things in cars much anymore.
They've gone away.
You're gonna have to tweak something to make it a change thing. I think I would take it too.
Yeah.
Just to say,
you paid me.
I got paid today.
I got paid drink by the beer. Wizards today.
That'll never happen again in my life.
Drink nine beers. What a deal.
Exactly.
Look, it'll never happen. It's one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard. Give me free beer, and that's a way to punish tanking teams in the NBA. What is the ideal fit for all of these guys? We'll get to that coming up next. And then Joe Freeman, top of the hour, back after this on The Fan. All right, we'll give you some Masters updates, get back into the Blazers in the final hour of the show. Joe Freeman, handsome Joe. What's going on, Joe Freeman? He's going to talk to us in 10 minutes.
How many men have chosen not to be friends with Joe Freeman because they don't want Joe Freeman around their house?
He's too handsome.
You know?
I don't want to be photographed with Joe Freeman. He's too good looking for me.
Your wife would be like, who's this guy in this photo? You'd be like, don't worry about that.
No, I'm married to Diana Rossini. I got a lot of questions. What's going on here? You partying in Miami too?
That story, God, it just continues to not die.
It's not going anywhere.
I don't know what you do here because the evidence is kind of starting to mount. And I don't know if just ignoring... I don't know if ignoring is going to be the answer. It may prove to be in a week we don't talk about this.
Yeah, it goes away slowly.
You know, maybe she's taking the right approach, but like everything she posts, it's like 45 retweets, 1,200 comments.
Yeah. Eh. The number of comments that can, or the number of old videos that continue to resurface, alarming.
Oh, of her bagging on her husband.
Well, that and she had one things. Too. Yesterday she was talking to, she was doing a thing on Levitard with Mina Kimes. And Mina Kimes asked her why she started playing the saxophone when she was a kid. And Diana Rossini's answer was because it's sexy.
Okay.
And Mina was like, this is the fundamental difference. And she viewed it as like, I'm trying to be attractive and rebel against my mom. And I'm going to play the saxophone as my instrument.
That's a blowing instrument.
That it is.
She also had a tweet that went super viral because people are, you know.
You dig. When
stuff.
This happens, you dig.
And there was something like, if my husband doesn't text me, our marriage is ruined. And I know all of these are supposed to be jokey because she's
all
kind of a fun-natured person.
She is. She'll make fun of herself.
God, it's bad timing with all of that existing. And also you wonder when people joke, what's the old adage? It's like there's a little truth to every
little
joke.
Little truth to jokes. Sometimes that's
saying,
why you can't take it.
I told my husband I need a boyfriend. That was one of the clips. Like, oh my God. Mm. And when you've got pictures out there.
T's and P's.
Fingers interlocked.
That's what Johnny Ludwig said. I got to give Coug Ludes this. He said, that's foreplay.
I don't even interlock with my wife.
I
interlock.
Go home.
I mean, if you're like walking and holding hands, you do, sure. Yeah. Do you ever just sit next to her on the couch and interlock?
No,
do you ever go face to face interlock?
I'm an inner thigh hand guy.
Yeah, that's what most men are. You go inner thigh.
Even if you aren't.
Announce your presence with authority.
Super soft.
Hey, I'm here.
Maybe my mere presence of masculinity and sexy rawness may turn her on a little bit.
My natural aroma.
You never know, right? You always roll that dice. But interlocking hands when you're not with that person.
That's foreplay.
And then I asked the collective sales bunch before their huge meeting. And I said, what if there's a hot tub about the size of the way we're spaced out? There's four of us. If your significant other is photographed sitting right next to them and there's nobody else in that hot tub.
Interlocking fingers.
Well, just sitting next to them that close. And Paulina goes, if you're even sitting next to me and you're my boyfriend, that's weird. And I go, I'm kind of a sit across guy too.
Yeah, you go face to face.
I just, man.
It's like sitting in the booth. You don't sit on the same side. You sit across from each other.
I don't think she'll be visiting Patriot Camp and off-season camp buildup.
No, if
hot
you,
take.
If you have...
I don't think she does camp check-ins.
Let's shoot that one down right now.
I don't think she's going to... I'm not going to Boston, okay?
Boston's not on the list, all right?
She's not going to Boston. She'll go to Philly and D.C. and she'll do all the East Coast teams. She ain't going to New England.
No, if you have a significant other and there is a picture that comes out with you interlocking fingers with somebody of the opposite sex...
Oh, we got issues.
Please tell me how it's gonna be going home to have that conversation.
I mean, dude, if you want a real peek behind the curtain, we all will easily get a little jealous. Right? I had somebody once tell me to stop talking to somebody they weren't dating at a restaurant.
Who could have done that?
Out of sheer fear that I was going to have a random affair.
Why do you have to be so funny, huh? Why do you got to be so funny all the time and outgoing? Let me shine. This is my moment. I love that story.
That's one of my favorites.
We still joke about that to this day, especially since we ended up getting married. It makes it even funnier. Like, dude, would you just sit down and shut up? You're more outgoing than I am. I'm introverted. Stop making jokes, all right? You're making her laugh.
I had to turn my entire body away from Dirt's now wife, who once upon a time was our waitress at B-Dub.
Yes, she was.
Because I said something kind of funny, and he was like, dude.
She's laughing. Stop it.
Stop making her laugh.
I mean, it's the actual episode of Seinfeld where George tells Jerry he can't be funny. He says, I'm the funny guy in the relationship. And Jerry's got to drop the happy birthdays. No such thing.
By the way, I was married and had a child at this time. No. Didn't matter.
It wasn't about your intentions. It was about the spotlight being stolen from me. I needed the spotlight, all right? By the way, since we're on the note of this segment, can I shout out my wife in this segment?
Absolutely.
I don't ask for a lot, and I like for birthdays and holidays, like I don't need anything. I'm fine. If you could ask me one thing you could get me for my birthday or for Christmas, it honestly would be allowing me to be alone in my own thoughts on Master Sunday and don't bother me.
Okay.
She is now I've started this trend, and she is obliging for the third year in a row. She's leaving the house with the kid on Sunday.
Now, are you solo dough or you got buddies coming over to eat food?
By myself. I'm going to be in my boxers, on the couch, munching away on my Master's goodies.
There you go.
Not moving a muscle. She's taking the kid. I think she's going to go hang out with her folks. Coming home when the Master's is done. Okay. And I just, look, you could buy me a nice polo. You could get me a coffee maker, whatever dumb gift you could give me. And I appreciate all gifts. I don't need anything. This is what I want. If you could leave me alone for Master Sunday, Big Duck football games, and divisional round of the NFL playoffs on, I'm a happy man. That's all I require.
What is the age of Teddy ball game where you don't, that's not a gift anymore because you want him with you?
Oh, you would know this better than me because I don't know how much he's going to be into, like at what age. Like he's into hitting golf balls and he'll watch for like little snippets. We actually were joking with him yesterday when people started hitting. We'd be like, shh, gotta be quiet. And he thought that was really funny.
Oh,
and then he would start clapping.
He's so getting the etiquette.
We're slowly evolving. Probably two more years, right?
What's your earliest?
By the time he's four, five, somewhere in that range.
What do you think your earliest football memory is?
My earliest football memory with my dad is the Niners winning the Super Bowl, and I was 5 years old when it happened.
And you vaguely remember
it? I vaguely
like,
remember it,
that.
And I mainly remember buying the VHS tape and playing the, because they did those Super Bowl
movie
or whatever with the narration,
that,
and I watched that thing a million times.
Okay.
That's probably my first, and I was about 5 years old.
Yeah, I think five or six is about, especially if your kid stays loving sports.
And he's into it. He's actually watching and not running around and making noise and rattling things.
Dude,
like
five and six, you and Teddy ball game, duck game, living room, big game, we're on all fours. This is the, just Johnson's
that's the next dream.
Fours.
That's the next phase of it, is him getting into it and watching it with me. But for now, it's, you know, I'm still in this mode of, you know, give me, need my space.
He's
so shout out to my wife for leaving the house on Sunday.
Shout out Mrs. Johnson. He's going to be that cute kid gif at the hockey game.
Yeah.
The going crazy, the child. That's going to be him and duck football at five. And you're going to feel so proud.
I'm going to cry, dude. If he does that, I'm going to cry. If he cries about a duck football game, it'll make me cry that he's crying.
I know we're against it. I tell you a little dirty secret in my house yesterday. I'm watching SportsCenter. I'm getting the show sheet done, hanging out. You know, the fam's just sitting around with me. My daughter sees a hockey highlight. And she goes, God, hockey's really interesting.
Yes.
And she goes, I want to watch a hockey game.
Yes.
And I go, you think that's interesting? You should watch playoff hockey. It's intense and nuts. And she goes, really? And I go, yeah, we should watch a playoff game. And she goes, yeah, I'd be into that.
Let's go. Are you going to become a hockey fan because your daughter's into hockey?
Never will be a regular season guy. Blue line Brandon?
Playoff guy.
I'll watch the playoff games.
Yeah,
it's not all of them,
week.
But I'll watch, you know, most of them. They're exciting and fun. But she goes, 93, is that good or bad? Because they were showing the standings by points. And I go, well, that's points.
Yeah.
How does points work in hockey? I go, like soccer.
Yeah, same thing.
That little thing goes in the goal, it's a point.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no. What? Wait. Can we beep, beep, beep?
And then I said,
can we back this? Do you think goals are points? Do you think they've scored 93 goals on the season? Is that really how you feel? Because if it is, allow me to help you. I'm pretty sure it works the same in soccer. You're aware that a win is 2 points and an overtime loss is 1 point, right? So if you go to overtime, you get a point. Even if you lose the game, if you win, you get two. And then if you win the game, you get 2 points, and that's
definitely
what
I told her.
Okay, that's okay.
Dude,
that's definitely what you said for sure. They've played like 78 games. You think they've only scored 93 goals on the year?
0-0.
That'd be the worst hockey team ever.
I don't know, dude. It was the wild card.
That's
battle.
All right. Blue Line Brand is not here yet. It's not. And playoffs haven't started. You haven't dove in yet. I understand. It's
I definitely
okay.
did not think that's how the point system worked in
Isn't
hockey.
Isn't that how it works in soccer?
Well, there's more. Yeah, I just didn't know how hockey was working.
Yeah, so you get 2 points for a win. If you go to overtime and lose, you get or a shootout and lose, you get 1 point. That's what I say. You got a, hey, we got, at least we got a point tonight.
Well, we're 0-1 there.
Yeah.
Walking her through.
There's
how
nowhere
works.
To go but up. You'll learn together. This is a new journey for the Sprague
she
household
wants to
go
watch
on.
It. That was the point of
that's
why
all
I
that matters.
It out. All right.
That's all that matters.
Leave me alone.
Lots to get to in the final hour. We went a little long there. Sorry, Joe. We'll call you right now. Joe Freeman kicks it off next on The Fam.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard to reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.